between 1933 and 1943 by Arthur Matthews, province of Quebec, Canada. To understand properly the first part of this story, you will need a map of the province of Quebec, Canada. It was early in spring that Major Henry Stanford of New York City came to Quebec with a number of friends. One of these friends was Nikola Tesla. Major Stanford owned a large camp in the Quebec woods, not far from a place called Lake Edward. Major Stanford invited me to go with them to his camp. We met in Quebec City at the old Lake St. John Railway Station. The Lake St. John Railway at that time operated railway between Quebec City and Chicoutimi at Lake St. John. Major Sanford had a private train consisting of two coaches and a baggage car. The baggage car was loaded with electrical equipment. One item of that equipment was a 75 kW generator set. This generator was driven with a gasoline motor. Due to the fact that Major Sanford's camp was located at almost 10 miles from the railway station, and the only way to get there was by means of a footpath through the bush and a portage on which canoes could carry material. And of course, this meant that everything that we had to be carried by hand. And then to make this more convenient, most of the heavy materials, such as the 75 kW generator, had been taken apart and packed in small containers. We left that morning from Quebec at around 8 o'clock, and I don't remember exactly what time it was when we arrived at Sanford Station, but it was around noon, I believe. Arriving at Sanford Station, the train was placed on the siding and we unloaded the baggage car. And I will try to remember all the members in the party as we arrived at Sanford Station. Major Sanford and Mrs. Sanford, who was a train nurse, Miss Kidd, and Tesla, and myself, and 12 Indian guides. The head guide, or chief, was a man named Joe Louis. The material was divided up amongst us, and we all had as much as we could carry. Some of the parcels were very heavy and required two guides to carry them. There was no particular rush, but we could go as slow or as fast as we please, admiring the beautiful woods as we walked along. So finally we arrived at the camp sometime late that evening. My first job on arriving at the camp was to put the 75 kW generator together. When I completed the power plant, we then built an exact model of the Tesla transformer, which he had built at Colorado in 1880. 1998. I don't remember the exact date, but I believe it was in 1898. This transformer was to transmit power to the earth without using any wires. After the transmitting transformers had been built, we then built three other transformers to receive the power which would be sent from this big transformer. The first one was located about 10 miles away in the bush. The second transformer was located at Lake St. John near Davier. And the third transformer was built later on at Tadoussac, which is on the River St. Lawrence. For the purpose of making any required adjustments, Tesla first used a nearby transformer, which was about 10 miles from the transmitter. Power was then sent to this 10 mile away transformer, and the power sent was considerable and convinced Major Sanford that the idea was practical. After proving to Major Sanford that his wireless power idea was workable, Tesla then turned his attention to some new things. First thing was radar and the war preventing idea. The radar was in fact a part of this war preventer. It was the guide. TV was demonstrated, a voice-operated typewriter, and other things which I will mention later on. Tesla had offered his idea of radar to the American government, but whoever it was who investigated the idea did not think it was practical, and so it was turned down. One of the showpieces at Stanford was a gold wire aerial. This was used to receive shortwave programs. This gold wire aerial was actually constructed by the Indians. I showed them how to do it. And it was placed on top of two tall trees, which were about 65 feet apart. It was a gold-plated aerial, as I said, a cage-type aerial, which was used on the battleships of that time, with 12 wires separated in the middle by a ring 12 inches in diameter, tapering down to each end to 2 inches. At Stanford, I constructed a number of shortwave receivers, which the Major presented to some friends at the local hospital at Lake Edward. Dr. Creed was one, and he also presented one of the receivers to Joe Louis, the Indian guide. I should say the chief of the Indian guides. Chester also built the microwave receivers, which were very small indeed. One of the ideas of Chester was a metal analyzer. This was very useful in finding out what certain pieces of metal were. I first used this at Ottawa in 1969. There are large lumps, chunk of metal had been discovered on the beach near Merville, and this piece of metal weighing something like 3,000 pounds was taken to Rock Archie camp, where they tried to find out what it was. It was a kind of a mystery, and they were not able to find out what it was at Rock Archie, and then it was shipped to Ottawa to the National Research Council, where they also did everything possible to find out what it was, but they were not able to do that. That is to say, they could not be certain of what it was. The stories went around that it fell from the sky and it was a part of a spaceship or something or other of that kind, but no one could say exactly what it was. And so, in 1969, I was invited